The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but remember the Bible teaches there is a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. In regards to the media, remember the Bible says there is a time to cry. That's right. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because everything we do is hopefully a blessing, or at least most of it, or at least some of it, or just a little bit. Anyway, that's the goal. And also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Everything you need to know coming up right now. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, what area in our walk do we need to be more at peace in? Now, for some people, that's going to be their relationship with the Lord. Some people, that's going to be their health. Some people, that's going to be finances. Some people, that's going to be relationships with other people. It's just a question. What area do we need to be more at peace in? That's the question. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But when you call, you should be ready, because you'll end up, when you call, 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like putting on a pair of clothes and going, putting your hand in a pocket and finding a $20 bill you completely forgot about. Isn't that the great feeling? Isn't that just like, what?
That's the best feeling right there.
That is it right there. That's what it's like to talk to Jammin' Jacob. You like that? That's a good one right there, right?
Yeah.
$20. There you go.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. By the way, just in case you're wondering, I don't know if it's ready yet or not, but that'll be 3-vitty. Okay, just letting you know.
I'll grab it and get it done today.
All right, not a problem. All right, here we go. So much to cover, so little time. If you want to call, you know you can call. If you want to text, you can do that too, live. So in San Diego, it's 11:35 and 24 seconds. No, it's 11:35 and 26 seconds. It's 11:35 and 28 seconds live in San Diego. Right now, in Dallas, it's 1:35 and 32 seconds. Right now, it's 1:35 and 34 seconds. Now, it's 1:35 and 36 seconds. That's right. Right now, live. So you can call the show or you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Definitely a non-professional voice coming up right now.
214-210-8483.
Okay, that's a number you can text. Additionally, by the way, you can send an email, in case you didn't know that. My email does work. It works kind of like, but it works, and that's what counts. You can send it to david@hemustincrease.org. So I looked up yesterday the little at sign to find out if it has a really deeper meaning, like symbol, name, or whatever, and it doesn't. It's an at sign. That's what it is. That's what they call it. That's the technical jargon of the A with the goofy circle around it. An at sign. So anyway, david@hemustincrease.org. I was thinking it'd be something really fancy, but nope, that's not the case. Additionally, we're going to send you up to the website. There is so much on the website. How much on the website? Wait. So much on the website. There's just that much on the website. We encourage you to check it out. Enjoy it. You have no obligations to check it out. You have no obligations. Everything is free. There's access to over 4,500 hours of podcasts. I don't know if you know how much that is. It's a lot. Just trust me. Just about 2,500 shows. It's just like there's a lot there. Anyhow, what I'm just trying to tell you is you can access that. You can access audio. You can access video. You can do whatever you want there. Plus, you can give. If you want to partner with us, that'd be fantastic. We'd love it. If you can't, don't worry about it. But if you can, do so. Be a part of it. We'd ask you to do that. That's the little donate button you'll see in red all over the site, because that's the way we tell people, donate. Anyway, the scripture we're using for today is Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use will be the measure used back with you. There you go. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
I'm sorry, that's just brilliant. I'm not even going to tell you where it's from. You don't know where that's from. You don't have to know.
No.
No. Okay. Just make sure to tell them.
I guess it fits the October theme. I don't know. The fall theme.
That's, yeah, no.
All it's like a witch line.
All I'm going to tell you is bicycle. Anyway, we'll leave it there for right now. For those that know what it is, just smile. It's funny. All right, we do have somebody calling in, which does mean that somebody's got something they want to share, which is probably a good time to do that before I venture into the text. Although, I will tell you that both the teachings, the first 30 minutes and the next 60 after that, I am very excited to teach this and share this, because I'm very excited to hear it myself. You think that sounds bizarre? Nope. When I talk, I can hear what I say, and I think it's super duper fantastic, and I love it. And sometimes I even say something that has helpful hints in it on how for myself to draw closer to the Lord. Maybe that happens for you too. I sure hope and pray so. Somebody on the line, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Roslyn.
Hi, Roslyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm just doing wonderful today. I'm just feeling like grace abounds. That's what I'm feeling like.
Well, we're on the road back from Houston, so if I'm talking too loud or too quiet, let me know.
Okay.
But I was calling to share with you guys, and thank you for praying for us yesterday. We got a great report today from the doctor. He said there's no evidence of any recurrence of the tumor, and so I'm good to go for the next 3 months, and then we do it all over again. But for right now, we got a clean scan, and we're just so grateful to God above that we're okay.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. So for Rosalind and Robert, who went to Houston to make sure she's got to get checked up every so many months, clean bill of health. We've been praying for her. The audience has been praying. The group's been praying. Let me tell you this, Rosalind, we rejoice with you and Robert. We rejoice with you. We laugh with you. We dance with you. It's so awesome to hear that the grace and the goodness of God covered you in this situation. We're all of course, we're praying for safety and for travel mercies, but what phenomenal news for us to all shout praise the Lord. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm just so happy for you. I am. Blessed.
We're just so thrilled, too, because I don't know if you remember, it was we're probably about a month shy. I'd say it was probably the first or second week of November last year when I called the radio show for the first time. That's when it was my October last year, right at Halloween.
Okay.
That next Wednesday.
Wow.
That the tumor had come back.
Well, praise the Lord, because it's not there now, and we just praise the Lord for that, and we praise the Lord for his grace, and we can't believe you've only been with us about a year. It feels longer because you feel like you're a part of us. So we just love you. All right. You and Robert are awesome. Take care. Drive safe. Take care of yourselves. Make sure to keep aware and tell Robert I said hidey-ho, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, bud. Hope you're doing well. Drive safe, my brother.
Oh, I will.
All right. Great news. Great news. We rejoice with you.
Bye, David. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Awesome job. All right. What a phenomenal opening to the show. You can all go home now. Don't tell kids. Nothing we're going to teach that's going to be better than that. That cancer is in there. That's like, praise the Lord. It's just, you just love stuff like that, don't you? I love stuff like that. All right. That is just such a blessing. Great job, by the way, from Rosalind and Robert. Great job in sharing that testimony. And coming back from Houston, you can hear him pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty happy about that. All right. Now, we still got a lot to cover, and we're still lots of text and material to cover. And we are at such an important point in the passage. We are actually at Psalm chapter 42, verse 5. And why this is important is it's going to impact every one of you much more deeply than you think it will. How about that? This is going to impact you much more deeply, I promise you, when you hear this. Here it is. Psalm chapter 42, verse 5. Here's what the author of the psalm said. Why are you downcast? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Now listen, I just stop right there. You just can't imagine. Just one verse. Oh, we could do this all day long. Listen, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Listen to this. Why are you disquieted within me? The author is, listen to what he's doing, and listen, because you'll understand this so well. He's questioning himself, asking why he feels so low. He encourages himself not to be downcast. This isn't positive thinking, or this isn't, you know, positive thinking, positive this. If positive thinking worked all the time, then every home game in every sporting event ever would be won by the home team. Okay, that's not what this is. Powerful, personal self-talk is a part of Scripture. Even God, when he was talking to Jeremiah, the prophet, and Jeremiah said, you know, Lord, I can't do this. I'm a child. And God said to him, say not you are a child. Don't even speak that. Don't even say that. That's not the thing to say. And here the author is asking himself, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? And the author finds his answer in his faith, stating hope in God. Now look what he says. For I shall yet praise him. Those three letters mean so much. What three letters, Dave? Yet praise him. People get to praise the Lord for great things that are going on right now in their life. We just heard a phenomenal testimony from Rosalind and Robert. Listen, you might be going through stuff that you have not yet gotten through, but even the author knows, because of the goodness of God, that the author will yet praise God for the circumstance, because there is always a maintenance of hope in God. Did you hear what I just said? I want you to blazon that on your heart and mind. There is always an ability to maintain hope in God. And understanding that, we will continue to praise him. Now, this implies that deliverance is on the way. The discouragement will end, and the downcast spirit will be lifted because of deliverance that comes from God, who is reliable. So even in times of despair, the author counters it with an affirmation, yet I will praise him. In the self-talk, and yes, it is self-talk. Don't try and say it isn't. He's saying, why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? That's like me saying to myself, Dave, why are you in a bummer mood? Why are you so low? Why are you doing that, bud? Hope in God. What do you mean hope in God? Because in God there is always hope. He is the God of hope. Wow, this is like, what? This is like the best teaching ever. Not for you, for me. Because every time you're in that down spiral place, you can find this place where you go, you know what? You know what? Dave, you know what? That's enough. Put on your big boy pants and start acting like a Christian. Start believing. Start speaking. Start standing in your faith, knowing that yet I shall yet praise him, because he will deliver me, because he is the God of hope. So don't be so downcast. Don't be Mr. Eeyore.
Oh, my goodness. It's my birthday.
That is the worst thing. Christians have all of this amazing eternity to look forward to. Phenomenal stuff that our eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for them. So listen to the simplicity of this. If we recognize that what we're going into is so phenomenal we can't even imagine how great it is, then how can we not take the position of saying, yet I will praise him. I will hope in God, because he is my solution. You hear us say on the show quite a bit, in fact, the answer is more of God. No, no, Dave, the answer is more of God. You tell me the answer to the world peace is more of God? Yes. You tell me that the answer to disease is more of God? Yes. You tell me the answer to all the corruption, all the sin, all the ridiculousness is more of God? Yes, yes, yes. The answer is more of God, always. So the author's like, dude, pick it up. Stand tall. God brings hope, and you will yet praise him. Now, how powerful is that? I mean, really, folks, that's just unbelievable. All right, let me take a breath. All right, here you go. Okay, here you go. Here's our trivia question. On what is the Christian faith founded? On what is the Christian faith founded? On peace, on knowledge, or on Jesus Christ himself? What is the Christian faith founded on? On peace, on knowledge, or on Jesus Christ? That is the trivia question. If you think you know the answer, you can give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. As well, you can send us an email, David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. Straightforward question. On what is the Christian faith founded? On peace, on knowledge, or on Jesus Christ? That's the question. If you think you know, reach out to us. If you are just tuning in, you've got to hear that segment I already taught on. You got to go back into the podcast and listen to it. I rarely tell people that, but I would tell you that today, because that was something else altogether. But now we're going to go to the next portion, which is even equally amazing. So we pick it back up from verse 5 in Psalm 42. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted, which means there's eruptions on the inside, within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill of Mizar. Now, wait a minute. We just got done talking about self-talk, didn't we? That was the first he said, why are you so downcast on my soul? Who's he talking to? His soul. The inside of him. Okay, got it. Cool. Look at verse 6. Now the author says this. He just got done saying hope. Now, oh my God. Guess what? Guess who he's talking to now? My soul is cast down within me. Now he's talking to God. He was talking to himself. Now he's doing, first was self-talk. Now it's God talk. Oh my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, he's telling this to God. I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill of Mizar. What he's saying, on one hand, when he's talking to himself, that little self-talk thing going, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? It's like, I'm going to hope in God, I will yet praise him. Now he's turning that same conversation away from himself, and he's turning it to God. Verse 6, oh my God. Not oh my soul, oh my God. And then he tells him what's going on. My soul is cast down, it's down, down, I'm down, Lord. What do I do, Lord? Here's what he does. Therefore, I will remember you. What does that mean? That means the 10,000 times that God has been faithful to you, the 10,000 times that he's delivered you and given you grace and mercy and kindness, those are the things you want to hang on to. Those are the things you want to remember. Those are the things that sustain. And so he turns it to the Lord after he's done talking to himself, saying, put on your big boy pants. And then he's talking to God, and he said, look, I know you have always been faithful, and you always will be faithful. The passage continues to address by saying, why are you down, oh my soul? Why are you discouraged? Why are you kicking the dirt? Why are you pouting? And then he tells the Lord, the answer is in remembering you. The antidote to discouragement. We got an antidote coming, which means there must be some kind of poison going around. The antidote to discouragement is to remember the Lord. Has it gone exactly the way you want? No, you're not God. Thank God you're not God. Let's say that real quickly. And he cries, it's just so amazing. And he just cries out to the Lord. And this, the depth of this whole process of him crying out and going, you know what? This is like crazy stuff, God. I'm going to stop whining to myself. I'm going to start looking at you. I'm going to start remembering. I'm going to start prevailing. In fact, verse 7, he says, deep calls to the deep at the noise of your waterfall. At your waterfalls, all the waves and billows have gone over me. And so he's saying that it's the depth of man crying out to the depth of God, the deepest part of our being, reaching out to the deepest part of God's being, and the answer is, I'm going to remember you. Because the enemy is trying to help me forget by distracting me with tons of doubt and guilt. And instead of doing that, I'm not going to be downcast because I know I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to remember the great works you've done in my life, starting with work number one, letting me live. I am unworthy of it, but what a gift you gave me in giving me life. Now, Lord, I'm going to thank you that you reached out to me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, over here, that I got to know you. Now I'm going to thank you for answer prayer, answer number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you know how long I can count? And then I'm going to also acknowledge you that you've spared me and you've not judged me according to what I'm due and you've had mercy on me and you've brought miraculous powers from the left and from the right, from the north and the south and the east and the west, and you've said, live, and I have lived. That's what the psalmist is saying. And he goes, deep calls unto the deep, my very inner being crying out to you, God, God, hear me from within. And God is responding, saying, I do. I hear you.
I see you, I know you, and I love you. That's the power of God. That's the grace of God. That's the mercy of God. All this stuff that's going around that seems, and it's crazy, crazy out there, all that stuff you think is really important, let's just be honest, 100 years from this moment, it will mean absolutely nothing to you. But facing God, seeing God, hearing God will last for all eternity. You only taking one with you. Make sure you take the right one. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? On what is the Christian faith founded? Is it on peace, knowledge, or Jesus Christ? And of course, the answer is Jesus Christ. If you are in San Diego, you can keep listening by going to hemustincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, just hang out, because if you think this was interesting, wait till you see what's coming up. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Destroying everyone.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
All right, Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. This was the first psalm that was read to me when I went to Bible college, the very first class I ever took in Bible college, a bazillion years ago. Let me just say that. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their suffering. Here is something to consider that will be just absolutely a mind blower. How should you and I respond if the earth falls out of its rotation? Okay, so my brother-in-law works for JPL and is actually one of the people that helped write the program that helped land the Mars rover on Mars. He helped write the computer programming, okay? He's much smarter than me in those realms. Okay, about my age, a little younger, about my age. Very, very intelligent guy, right? And he's the one I always make a joke, you know, what keeps the Earth, you know, rotating. And so you'll hear me say that it's on a perfect 23.5 degree, rotation from the moon and from the exact rotation from the sun, or it's three mice chasing a piece of cheese in a wheel. One of those two. So the idea behind that and that whole story is the Earth is in this absolutely perfect rotation with the moon and the sun, and without it, the Earth would go through a free fall. Just even a half a degree off, it's over. It's all over. I mean, there'd be instant tidal waves. Everything would just be upside down. And if that ever happened, you know, you would know that's the end, although that's not how the end's going to happen. We already know from Scripture. But here's what the psalmist is saying. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter if your world seems like it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's out of rotation. It doesn't matter if the mountains fall into the sea. It doesn't matter if the waters roar. God is a refuge, and a refuge is a shelter in a storm. You would first think of a lean-to. That is what a shelter in a storm is. So when it's raining, you find a lean-to, you put something on a tree, you put it against something else, and you get under it so you're away from that. And it says that God is a refuge, a strength, an ever-present help, which means he's helpful today, not just when it's all settled in eternity. And there's that lies a problem for some Christians is they keep thinking, well, in the sweet by and by, everything will get worked out. Well, that is true, that everything will be completely worked out in the sweet by and by. But God is an ever-present help, which means for today and not just for tomorrow. And then the position of the psalmist is, therefore, in other words, it's a conclusion. So God is our refuge and strength, okay? So he's our lean-to in a storm. He's our ever-present help. Therefore, I don't have to be afraid.
The David Spoon Experience.